Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll, Book 7, Sorites. Chapter 1, Introductory. When a set of three or more biliteral propositions are such that all their terms are species of the same genus, and are also so related that two of them, taken together, yield a conclusion, which, taken with another of them, yields another conclusion, and so on, until all have been taken, it is evident that, if the original set were true, the last conclusion would also be true. Such a set with the last conclusion tacked on is called a sorites. The original set of propositions is called its premises. Each of the intermediate conclusions is called a partial conclusion of the sorites. The last conclusion is called its complete conclusion, or more briefly, its conclusion. The genus of which all the terms are species is called its universe of discourse, or more briefly, its univ. The terms used as eliminans in the syllogisms are called its eliminans, and the two terms, which are retained, and therefore appear in the conclusion, are called its retinens. Note that each partial conclusion contains one or two eliminans, but that the complete conclusion contains retinens only. The conclusion is said to be consequent from the premises, for which it is usual to prefix to it the word therefore, or its appropriate symbol. Note that the question whether the conclusion is or is not consequent from the premises is not affected by the actual truth or falsity of any one of the propositions which make up the sorites, but depends entirely on their relationship to one another. As a specimen sorites, let us take the following set of five propositions. No A or B prime, all B or C, all C or D, no E prime or A prime, all H or E. Here the first and second taken together yield no A or C. This taken along with the third yields no A or D. This taken along with the fourth yields no D prime or E prime. And this taken along with the fifth yields all H or D. Hence, if the original set were true, this would also be true. Hence, the original set with this tacked on is a sorites. The original set is its premises. The proposition all H or D is its conclusion. The terms A, B, C, E are its eliminans, and the terms D and H are its retinens. Hence, we may write the whole sorites thus. No A or B prime, all B or C, all C or D, no E prime or A prime, all H or E prime, therefore all H or D. In the above sorites, the three partial conclusions are the propositions no A or E, no A or D, no D prime or E prime. But if the premises were arranged in other ways, other partial conclusions might be obtained. Thus the order 4-1-5-2-3 yields the partial conclusions no C prime or B prime, all H or B, all H or C. There are altogether 9 partial conclusions to this sorites, which the reader will find it an interesting task to make out for himself. The end of chapter 1. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.